What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Woke and Broke Podcast.
What's up?
Hey, y'all.
Happy Resurrection Sunday.
And you know, this is our 33rd episode. You know, Jesus died when he was 33.
Shout out.
Wait a minute.
Alignment.
Father God.
I wasn't ready. The spirits. Ooh, the energy. All right.
Speaking of the spirit, yesterday was 420. Did anybody partake?
You know I'm breastfeeding. Oh, yeah.
Listen, and you know I'm just in a desolate place right now.
My significant other did though. Shit.
Well, at least somebody in the household was able to.
I just had to look
it up. Hella research articles. Like, is there anything can I do that support?
I was looking at hella people, you know, roll their blunts, and I'm just over like, man.
Okay, that's cute, or whatever.
Well, I did watch live PD after, and everybody was getting pulled over.
Oh, they said
it was some holiday, and we're not talking about Easter.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Like, are y'all going to stop riding with paraphernalia in y'all's cars? Right. Like, the police ain't going to pull y'all asses over.
Like, get it, take it home, and do what you need to do with
and
it at
chill.
Home.
But don't like, don't be out in these streets.
No. But I hope everybody enjoyed their holiday.
I did too. Because
it feel good now. Today, like, would it be an Easter? Because see, normally on Easter, it'd be cold. Or either, like, raining or something. Mm-hmm. But today it is 76 degrees, sunny and beautiful.
Come on.
And I just got my life and ate good food for the Easter holiday. So I appreciate the fam bam for that.
I couldn't. My family shit. They asked so late. We gonna meet at 2:30. 3 ain't nobody there yet. I mean, come on. The food's ready. We're just waiting on the plates, utensils, drinks, and the barbecue
I'm the girl.
Sauce. Everything we need to eat.
That's like everything. You waiting for the major staples.
To bring the barbecue sauce. It's like, I'll be there in 30 minutes. What? We need it now. My brother's like, man, I'm about to go to McDonald's. This is bullshit. I can't wait no longer.
I can't. I cannot. Mm-mm. Luckily, we walked through the door and the food was getting pulled right out the oven. We was like,
Come on. Yes.
Didn't have to wait at all. Trust. Love.
See, that's what it is. We need to do better.
Ain't that it?
But y'all went Easter egg hunting for the first time yesterday. Well, you know, she was like half asleep and I did all the work.
So you
went. I said, you guys are going down. Y'all and I are getting all the. They were like, nuh-uh. Yes. Then I got tired of bending over and I was like, come get these eggs. Come get these eggs. Here's some over here. Because the pastor's wife, she keeps track of how many eggs she put out there. And so if you don't find them all, she sends you right back out there to find the rest of them. It ain't like, oh, well, there's this many. No, y'all better find all of these eggs. All of them.
I kind of miss Easter egg hunts. My family used to put money in the eggs, so like you had an incentive to find the eggs, and they would like hide the good ones, like the ones with the money in them, in like trees and shit. Like you had to really go search. It was like a for real egg hunt. Yes, it was really like a big deal. So I miss those kind of Easter
eggs.
Ours
is all hard boiled eggs, and in the announcements they have to be clear because people will just show up with eggs. And they haven't been boiled. They ain't died. And they're like, wait a minute. Like,
so wait, they'll just be bringing regular.
Yeah, they'll just bring eggs to the church. Like, I guess thinking somebody would do them. And it's like, no, sis, we ain't got time. Like,
no. We need fully dyed and decorated eggs.
Fully dyed and boiled eggs. Like, don't show up in here with no raw-ass eggs. Please don't. Please.
Got the kids all disappointed. I mean, looking at the regular carton of eggs.
Yes. Even we made eggs the night before, me and Richard. Like, dyed some eggs. It did some work. Tried to decorate them. It was ugly as hell, Lord. So I let it go.
Well, how was y'all's week?
Yara got her shots, y'all. Two-month shots. She got five shots.
Did she cry?
And one, or did she? Child, she was like a sheep to the slaughter. She was laying there all happy and things, smiling. And then the next thing you know, he got her with that shot. And she just looked like, and then just started screaming and didn't stop till it was over. I wanted to knock that nigga out. Like, don't hurt my baby. And I said, girl, get it together. Get it together.
So he won't be hurting no babies out here. Don't be doing all that.
It was traumatic. I walked out was like, do the parents get a sucker? Because I just feel like I've been through it.
She not a graduate.
They just laughed, but I was low key looking for the real, candy bar. Like, damn, y'all ain't got candy bar.
This sucker.
But other than that, that was our the main event, child. The main event. Getting shots.
Well, shout on out then.
What y'all been up to this week?
Well, I had training for work for like 3 days this week. So for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I was out of the office and doing this training, which is pretty much just like teaching us how to give like tours and stuff for our community. Which I really enjoyed. I was like looking into it, like thinking, oh, this is gonna be complicated, da da da. But I ended up leaving like really, you know, satisfied and feeling like really confident in my abilities going forward. So that was really good. Plus, I got 3 days out of work, like, you know, out of the actual community. So that gave me some time to just kind of unwind and chill and find myself, you know. And then on Friday, we got new furniture. So we took off, you know.
I'm fancy.
I'm saying it was much needed. Like, much, much needed. Because I still have the same furniture from when I lived in Stillwater, y'all.
I'm great.
That shit was old, broke.
It
was,
did you sell them though?
I didn't. I threw that shit in the trash because it's broke. It's broke and fucked up. So, nah, that shit right in the trash.
Cash, that's why. Huh?
You know what? We ain't gonna talk about all of that. Like, the fact of the matter is, we got a new couch and the shit is dope as fuck and it's comfortable. It's a nice, big, comfortable couch and I'm excited about it. And so, like, we took off on Friday and just cleaned the house and got it all ready and they delivered it and everything. And so now it's like beautiful and whatnot. So that's, and then like yesterday we had like a deep conversation about the universe and stuff. We kind of like broke down the universe and whatnot, like to its simplest forms. We was talking about like math and how math is like the language of the universe. And then how like science is like talking about all of the elements of the universe and like what the universe is made up of, and then how speech and language is how you speak, you know, things into existence or whatever. And just kind of how it's all related to like, it's magic, I guess you could say, you know, how it's like all magic or whatever. So like, we just kind of broke it down and was able to have that conversation, on a spiritual level. So it was a really, really amazing week and weekend for us here in the Warren Williams home.
Warren Williams.
Come on, Warren. W-W.
W-W.
Ain't that it? But that's how my week was. How was yours, bro?
My week was busy as fuck. I mean, leading up into like really, really busy. My student group, they had their, you know, their second annual pajama party fundraiser.
Ooh, yeah.
Pajama jam.
They had that pajama jam. That's exactly what it's called, a pajama jam fundraiser, second annual. And, you know, them niggas showed out. So, you know, I definitely got some feedback for this meeting coming up this week. What went well? What can be improved? Because y'all motherfuckers need some feedback. I ain't going to go into details. Just know these motherfuckers showed out. And they did. But other than that, you know, my week, like I said, was busy. It's a lot of stuff going on. you know, job interviews going on, you know, phone getting flued, all this type of stuff.
Yes.
Coordinate some things now. So I've been extremely busy. I am also moving out of my apartment on the 30th into temporary housing until I, you know, make this next big, big move. So I've been really busy packing and throwing away a lot of things. I'll put some stuff in storage this week and whatnot. But I'm just basically wrapping up. I've just been so busy, y'all. And so I've just been trying to, you know, keep my mind right, you know, keep it level-headed, be clear in what it is that I'm asking for, what it is that I'm trying to achieve, and all of these things. And so I've been standing up on top of that, doing everything I need, you know. And so it's been good. Busy as fuck. Like, no lie. We're very busy, but it's been good. It's been a good week.
Good. Shout out. Well, we are going to speak blessings and positive vibes. We're going to speak positive energy into this upcoming week. We're speaking progression and fulfillment of dreams all during this week. So let's just all get on the same accord, get in alignment, get ourselves in individual alignment so that we can go out here and manifest these amazing things. So I am happy that we all had an amazing week, and we look forward to what's to come this upcoming week. In the meantime, in between time, let's move right over to our shout out segment, Black, Brilliant, and Beautiful.
Come on.
Of course, I want to shout out the beautiful Beyonce Knowles Carter.
Yes.
Of course.
For dropping Homecoming this week. I did not know that she was going to drop the album too. So I was flabbergasted when I was sitting in training and I saw it show up on my title. I was like, oh, she just tried to snatch all my edges out. Yes. All my edges gone, girl. Like, I'm looking. And as soon as I got in my car and I started playing it, I was in heaven. Like, she, so I was listening to it. And my favorite Beyonce song is I Care, off of 4. So, and then, like, after hearing her sing it live on Homecoming, like, she did a whole different rendition of it, right? And just hearing how she sang it, you know, it just resonated with deep within my spirit, within the bowels of my spirit. So I've been playing it over and over and over and over and over. And I know somebody is tired of hearing it, but you know what? At the end of the day, how many fucks I give? 0. That's how
zero.
Many. So
0.
This is Beyonce we're talking about.
Ain't that it?
Get into it,
goddamn.
I'm here for it.
So, like, because I just was like really paying attention to it, and she literally did all her research. Do y'all know all of, like, the little dance breakdown shit she was doing, like, with the other dancers? It's like she was leading them, like she was the captain of the dance ensemble. Like, wow. I never paid attention to it, like, you know, but she was like throwing up the hand signals or whatever. Like, she would start and then she would throw up the hand signals and then they would start. Like, it's literally like she's the captain and they are the dancers. Like, it didn't dawn on me until I actually was looking this weekend or whatever. I was like, oh my god, like, the detail.
Wow. So that, I mean, ride the detail in it, because I mean, it definitely has them Homecoming theme and just the attire. So she went full-fledged, like,
yes,
that is what's full up force.
Like, and I did need to not watch it.
I ain't shit. I have not had the girl. Like, I just need a whole, like, uninterrupted, like, I'm about to sit down and just watch the whole thing.
Yes, break it down, girl. Get you a piece, because it is necessary. It feeds your whole soul. Because I'm like,
people have been watching it multiple times, and I ain't even seen it once. Yes. Like, I need to get my life.
Yes. And, like, she, like, just the whole documentary, like, around it and everything, how she, like, really wanted to highlight all of the individual swag of each individual Black person. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she put so much thought into it and had the perfect team to help her back it up. So I definitely needed to shout her out, because, I mean, I mean, it's just, what more can you say?
Right.
What more can you say? But yes, do y'all have any more shout outs for this week?
No, that's all you need. Like, she can have her own excellence.
Real talk. Okay. Well, we are going to take a quick break and then we will be right back. And we are back and we are about to get started with your favorite segment of the show, The Vent. Yes. And this week we have a special guest. So why don't you introduce yourself for the listeners?
Hello, everybody. I'm Coach Nick Love. I'm a dating coach. I help people create a strategic dating plan so they can be successful at dating.
Yes. Mm. Come give us a word. Help us out.
Yes, definitely.
So
what do you think is wrong with the dating world? Like, what do you think the problem is?
I think the number one issue when it comes to dating is that people don't make dating a priority. You know, like everything else in life we mm-hmm. want to accomplish, we make a plan. Like if we want to do a career change, mm-hmm. if we want to lose weight, we diet and exercise. But when it comes to dating, people think it's just supposed to fall in their lap. And I think dating is no different than anything else in life. And you need to approach dating with a plan.
Right.
So my clients come to me and I help them create a strategic dating plan and help them date well mm-hmm. and get them out there.
So like, wow, I'm glad you said that too, because I would have never thought of like making it a priority as you would do your job. Like that's right. Interesting approach.
Yes. I also tell my clients, when you're dating, you look at it like you're going on job interviews, you know, and you're going to mm-hmm. keep trying until you get that job interview. You might not get every job that call you back mm-hmm. or call you in for an interview, but you won't keep trying until you get that job. And when it comes to dating, don't just give up. If you went on like 10 dates and it didn't work out, keep going.
Mm-hmm. So like, what does that look like when you said you set up like profile, like a plan? Like what would that look like for somebody that's coming to you?
So each plan is individualized, but some clients, they don't go out. You know, a mm-hmm. lot of people, they sit home on a couch and eat cookie dough and think someone is going to knock on their door and be like, hey, let me take you out. No, yes. You need to get out there. You need to put yourself out there. Also, I recommend using online dating.
Mm-hmm.
But however, I like people to go out and get out into the world. Do the things that you want to do. Put yourself in an environment where you're going to shine like a diamond so you can attract.
Yes, come on, shine like a diamond.
Yes.
Like, do you have a favorite, like, dating websites that you recommend? Or is that kind of like second choice? Like, that's a backup plan. Like, really, you want them to say, you know, go to this event or, you know.
So I want them to utilize everything. I want them to be out meeting people in public, but also stay on. I would recommend being on two websites. Mm-hmm. You know, some people, they get on like five websites at a time. No, just focus on two. And the top two are Match.com and Zoops. So you want to say, I say, try them two out first while you already.
Damn, POF ain't on the like, on the list no more.
That's down on the list. Wait.
You said it's down on the list. So do you got some recommendations of I guess dating sites not to do or to kind of stay away from?
I say do match.com. That's like one of the top dating sites for people to do love. Definitely not like any hookup apps. Stay away from the hookup apps. I have a couple gay clients. Most of my clients are females, but mm-hmm. I have a couple gay clients. The first thing is I tell them is please get off of Grindr and Jack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's people not really looking for relationships on there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think you can find a relationship on there, but it's like a needle in a haystack. But you want to go to the websites where people are focused and got the same intention as you. And it's usually people who are on paid websites. You know, they invested their money, so of course they're more serious.
Oh, that's where I went wrong, child. Mm-hmm. Damn,
Nothing without intention. Do nothing without intention.
Right.
So once they meet somebody, then I mean, you know, how do you help them from there?
I help them have the conversations. Like a lot of people don't like talking about certain topics. Like some people are too shy to ask about sex. Mm-hmm. I think you should know someone's sex drive because that's important. Yeah. You want to know what type of lifestyle they live, because if you're an introvert and they're extrovert, that's something that y'all going to have to discuss and talk about your expectations, and y'all have to come to a place of agreement on how to, what that look for us being together.
Right.
You know, an introvert is not going to want to be out every night. An extrovert, they love to be around people. So we need to talk about what would that look like if we got together. Right. So discuss your expectations and agreements.
So, like, should you have that conversation, like, when you first start? Like, is it the first date or is it the first couple of dates or...
You can, so dating is, when you're dating, you're collecting data. So you don't ask all the questions on the first date, but you can ask someone what type of lifestyle do they live, like on the first date, you know. But certain questions I would, you know, you want to space things out. You don't want to ask about someone's sex on the first date. I would say you would save that for like the third or fourth date.
If they make it that long.
Ain't
huh?
that it?
But, if they make it that long, I recommend going on at least three dates with people. Because I know some, the first date, you might, you know, someone could have had a bad day at work. They might not be with it. But I say give them a second chance if they are, you know, polite, as long as they're not like to the wait staff or anything like that. Because I look at dating as also networking. So if I go on three dates with someone, that means that I have something in common with them that we made it to three dates.
Right.
And let's say we... It doesn't work with me and this person, but what I can do is keep this person around, and you know, if they have like a holiday party or something, they can invite me. I can invite them, and now have single people there. So you're networking.
Yeah.
Also, like, if I recommend to my clients, if it doesn't work with you, you still can recommend them to one of your friends.
Thanks. That is.
I guess like I. Because, well, I'm in a relationship, so, but like before that, like I didn't really think about, like, because dating now versus what dating was like when a bitch was in high school is totally different. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like the last time I was actually dating, well, shit, I was going through my whole phase, like, and it was a whole nother situation. You know what I'm saying? So like hearing you say like you go on your first date and then you ask certain questions and then you ask other questions like date 3, 4, 5. It's like, how do you even like set up to go on a date with somebody? Like, you know what I mean? How do you even start by having the conversation like, oh, hey, do you want to go out? You want to meet me at such and such, or I want to take you here? Like, what do you even do?
Well, if it's the man can always initiate that. If it's, you know, a man and a woman or two men, anyone can say, okay, let's go out, you know, are you available Friday night? But when it comes to a female, she can show interest and allow the man to ask her out. So I think when it's a man, like, I mean, just ask someone out. Like, hey, you free Friday night? I recommend asking someone out two nights in advance before that night. Because hopefully people are just not, they don't have any plans on Friday and they're just sitting at home. Hopefully they are busy, you know. You don't want someone that's just doing absolutely nothing. That's interesting, you know. You want them to have an interesting life. So I say just ask them, shoot your shot. Yeah. You know, you'll miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Oh, that's real. Yeah, that's real. Come on. What do you think there's like, when it comes to the communication, do you think it should be a balance with the texting and talking on the phone? I feel like when I was in the dating game, it was a lot of texting. And I'm just not like a texter. Like, I'd rather be on the telephone. Like, but it doesn't feel like a lot of people do that anymore.
Yeah, I recommend texting is only for the logistics. I'm running late. Early on, you don't want to do texting, you know. It's the thing is that when you're texting, you don't know each other. So communicating in that way can get to a place where it's like, how's your day? It's good. How about you? It's good. So now you have a boring conversation. And the issue with having like boring conversations is that the feelings associated with it. So if I feel bored, now I associate you with boredom.
Right.
So I say stay away from texting early on until we get to know each other. We need to have a foundation before I can text you and understand what you mean, you know, through your text, you know.
Yeah.
When we're communicating, body language is what, 90% of how we make an impression on someone. So if I don't have that and I don't know you and you're sending me words, I can't really understand you or try to figure you out. Right. So I say, you know, no texting, talk on the phone.
That's okay, true. So what about when you talk on the phone but the person is like boring as fuck? Like, ooh, or like they come off boring? Because I ain't gonna say people just boring, because sometimes it might be that they just like nervous and don't really know what to talk about or what to say on the first, you know, few interactions or whatever. But how do you like deal with that whenever it's somebody who you are interested in and you on the phone with them and you want to get to know them, so you're asking like all the questions but they just kind of being dry as fuck?
Well, you should schedule your first phone conversation. So they should be prepared and have some questions ready for you. Like, it's the first date, like your first phone conversation, if you're moving from like offline, it should be like, I'm prepared, like I'm going on my first date. Now, if they're boring and you still want to give them a chance, go out on a date with them, because they might just not be a phone person. But I think that when you schedule your first phone conversation, people will come prepared, like they're coming prepared for that first date. So they probably would more than likely have some questions written down and stuff, you know. But if it's like moving from online, or even if you meet someone in person, if they try to text me, if they start off and they, and I can tell they're going, it's just going to be like, okay, this will be like a texting relationship. I let them know, hey, I'm not someone that texts. I want to make sure I give you my undivided attention. So how about we schedule a time where I can call you tonight?
Right.
So are you available at 8? If not, are you available tomorrow at 7 or something like that? So we can make sure we are having these phone conversations and make sure we're not texting.
Right, right. Yeah. So setting that precedence, like, early in the game.
Right, because you set the stage, you know? You are in control of your dating life, so you set the stage. And if they ask you a question through text, you, you tell them, call me to find out the answer.
Ooh, hey. So what kind of dates do you recommend, like, for, like, first-timers? Do you recommend keeping it pretty casual so you do have the opportunity to have those conversations? Or kind of just, because I feel like movies, it's like you don't really get that opportunity to talk. You know what I mean? And so, yeah. I mean, there's the before and the after, but, you know.
Yeah, definitely not a movie on the first date. I recommend, I keep it simple. Let's do dinner the first date. Nothing too casual, because having coffee is too casual too soon. So I want to go to dinner and break bread with you, sit across from you, and somewhat create a romantic setting.
Right. So something that you can have an open conversation up for or in.
Yeah, right. And so, I recommend the first date not be longer than 1 hour and a half.
1 hour and a half?
That's smart.
That is.
Because I know me. I get bored. I swear to God, I get bored. Like, just sit, especially if, like, I'm doing all the talking, which high key might end up being the case because I'm a talking ass bitch. But, like, I mean, if I'm doing all the talking and, like, you're not really giving too much and because you're nervous or something, like, then I'll get bored, like, within the first 30 minutes. So my attention would be all over the fucking place, you know.
Are you dating now?
No, I'm in a relationship.
You're the one that's in a relationship. Okay. I was going to say, you're the one that's constantly talking. You can just ask them about their interests, and then you keep that the main focus for a certain amount of time. Like, if it's someone that's doing hair, or, you know, a cosmetologist or something, you keep that, keep it there for like 5 minutes. Because when people talk about things that they love, they're going to light up and they're going to open up more.
Right. That's smart.
That's true. But I still feel like when you're in a relationship, there should still be some dating going on.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely, yeah.
And I think that's where mine is kind of like, not to just tell my business, but it's like, it's kind of like at a pot. And granted, we do have a newborn, but it's like, we need to keep shit fresh. Like, so what do you recommend, like, for those couples who maybe have a new baby or a lot is going on, maybe new jobs or other situations, how to kind of still bring that dating or keeping it fresh in their relationship?
Have a check-in and make sure you have a date night. Once a week, you should have a date night, and then you also should do a check-in once a week and discussing, let's plan for a good time for next week. discussing mm-hmm. what are our issues this week, what did I feel like I didn't appreciate this week, but mm-hmm. also let them know what you appreciate about them during, you know, that week that y'all discussing. Mm-hmm. So have mm-hmm. a date night and have a weekly check-in.
Because I'm about this close to get my African honest king. Conversation.
Shut the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm about this close to get, trying to get my African king, child. real close. So when do you think people should be having, because I feel like so many people are sexual. Like, I was talking to my homegirls the other day, and they were like, I've been trying to date, and these men ain't talking about shit. All they want to do is fuck. But so when should, I mean, sex come up? Like, even if you're not ready to, like, I mean, having sex, when should it be okay to engage in sexual intercourse?
So I recommend to my clients that sex and exclusivity goes together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're having conversations about sex and things that you're into mm-hmm. once you started dating, but you let them know probably like the third to the fifth date, like, I, until I'm exclusive with someone, I don't have sex. Mm. And you let them know that.
Yeah.
And you want to communicate with them how you date. So I let them know, like, so how do you date? When you're dating, are you dating multiple people? Are you dating one person? Because when I date multiple people until I'm exclusive with someone.
Right.
So you let them know.
I was just about to ask that too. Mm.
Yeah, so you're letting them know up front. And then, you know, that conversation about sex will also follow.
Right.
You know, I admit, some people say they made a vow to themselves not to have sex until they was in a committed relationship. And you just communicate that to the person you with.
Because mm-hmm. I do think that's where we go wrong, is not keeping our options open and feeling like we can only date one person. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. until, like you said, you're exclusive and have that conversation, you should be more than welcome to, you know, explore other people and see, you know, mm-hmm. who you're
like, why should I give you... Yeah, why should I give you commitment in monogamy if you haven't earned it?
Right.
Okay. In that order.
That's so real.
So what are some like do's and don'ts? If you had a list of what should you be doing, what you shouldn't be doing.
Okay, I can give you three do's and three don'ts.
Okay.
The first, I think first impressions are very important. So the first thing is to be on time.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you are on time. The second one is, do flirt while you're on a date. Let them know that you're enjoying their company. You want to flirt, let them know that you're attracted to them.
Mm. Yes.
And the third one is something that I mentioned earlier, is leave the room early. Have an escape plan. Mm. If it's a Friday night, you should have something going on. So I can have dinner with you from 7 until 8:30, but at 9 o'clock I have plans. I need to go. Yes, let them know that you
were you when I was dating. Damn.
Yeah, let them know you are booked and busy and you have a life.
Yes.
And my time is a privilege.
Yes.
Michael, you getting all this? You taking notes over there?
I'm taking it all.
We have to find you, bae. Shoot.
I'm taking it all down.
That is it.
Ooh, was that shady? Like, did I just blast you like that? Like,
no, we definitely talked about, you
we
know.
We did. Okay. Yeah.
We have. I'm not actively dating right now because I'm in the transition period of getting ready to leave this state. Mm. But when I do, you know, lay roots in my next opportunity, I will keep these things in mind.
Yes.
And if you need help, I do online coaching too.
Ooh, all right.
There you go.
Yeah. Access
networking. Hey, come on.
Yeah, so that was three dudes. The three don'ts. The first one is don't drink too much. Two drink max. That's it.
Ooh.
If you're a light drinker, one drink max.
Hello. Have a drink. Don't finish it. Let it water down. Hell, if you're lightweight,
you can't be being sloppy out there on your day.
Yeah,
that's real.
And the second one is don't talk about your ex too much.
Ooh, who's talking about exes anyway?
You know, folks, don't be over it and be out in the midst trying to find somebody to replace.
You know that they're not even healed from the last thing. So
Oh, that's a whole nother topic. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Mm. And the third one would be don't ask inappropriate questions on the first date. Like, don't talk about sex and don't talk about money.
Mm.
Oh, like how much you make?
And, yeah. Yeah.
Because I ain't saying you a gold digger.
And a bonus one. The bonus one is do not go back to their place and do not have them come back to your place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's smart.
Because you don't want to be set up, you know? That's right. Real.
Or you don't want to give the wrong impression. Like, you know?
Wrong impression, or yeah. Mm. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that
bonus really was a hit. Not inviting these motherfuckers back to your place on the first day.
Right. And I think don't settle for less than a date. That's another one. Don't settle for less than a date. So me hanging out at someone's place is not a date.
Mm-hmm.
You coming over to my place is not a date.
That's right. I guess I never looked at it that way. Like, you know, like,
because
when you go over somebody's house, you are like, it's not like, I mean, I guess they could set a scene, but it's not like a you going out and having some type of adventure, you know?
Right. They are not shooting a date.
But also, like, it doesn't put you in that situation. Like, say you really aren't feeling them. And you know this at the first day. You're not in their space.
Right.
Feeling, you know, like, powerless, I don't know. What the,
ready to
yeah.
go.
Mm-hmm. So, for your own safety, too, I guess. Yeah, would
definitely.
Be.
For your own safety.
Until you're comfortable with
someone. Yeah. I'd say until you're comfortable with someone, but at least the fifth date, it should be outside of the homes.
Okay. Y'all hear that? Until the fifth date, it needs to be outside.
And don't let them be cheap and be like, you know, hell, because I know in the DMV there's plenty places you can go for free ass dates. So
yeah,
if money is an issue, hell, get creative.
Let me see that you're creative.
Yeah.
You got to work for it. Again, my time is a privilege, right?
Yes.
Right. Exactly. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's real. Oh, Nick, I just loved having you on.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You just gave us so many good gems. And we're going to be, you know, if I got to go back and find me an African king, I'm going to have everything that I need.
That's right.
I can't stand you.
Y'all laughing.
Same,
but I'm
listen.
Dead,
I know.
No,
you
look, I'm right there with you, Danny. Like, for real. We need to find our African king.
And I'm going to really make, like, for real, if I really have to go out on this day where I'm really going to make it a priority because ain't nobody got time. Mm-hmm. But you know what?
Are you in a relationship now?
Danny? I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're really feeling like you're about to exit the relationship?
I mean, I'm dramatic, but I be thinking about it, like, low key, high key, like, where's my African king? Just because, like, I love him. Do not get me wrong, but sometimes I do think that we, like, rushed into it. I don't think I've made dating him a real priority, you know? And, like, we are different, and sometimes I think that I was like, oh, well, he's, you know, they talk about opposites attract. Like, okay, that's cute, but you do need somebody that can match you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Who wants to do the things that you want to do, you know?
Right.
And so
right.
He's a really good friend. I just don't know. Like, you know, sometimes I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, opposites attract, but you can't be too opposite. How long have you been together? I'm just curious.
Almost 4 years in September.
Okay. So, you ever thought about going to couples counseling?
I have not, actually.
Okay.
I mean,
because
I go
after 3 years, you know, the honeymoon stage is done.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So it's time.
Yeah, it's like the 3 itch or the 7 year itch. I mean, it's probably time for a turn up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to be like, you know, I don't know. Like, I'm telling myself, like, oh, like, we got a child together, but that's, like, not an excuse. Like, you know, to try to, like, you know, like,
you
I don't know
how our parents' right. generations did. Like, you know what I mean? It's
right.
You don't want to stay in a situation.
Like, I want to fight for my relationship, but at the same time, like, don't think because we got this baby together that I'm going to stay. It's pretty much, like, where I'm at. Like, you know, we can, and I tell them all the time, you trying to co-parent? What's up?
And, but see, and both people have to be equally invested in the relationship. Like, you know what I mean? Absolutely. One person can't be giving way more than another person. So if you ain't on the same page, then you really have to have those conversations, I feel. You
know? Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you feel like he's on the same page? Like, would he want to save the relationship?
I think so. But I think, but sometimes I don't know if it's like he wants to save it now that we have a daughter. Like, he really don't want to see me leave now that we have a little girl together. You know what I'm saying? And so.
Well, he's invested now. So that
he's really invested. He's invested.
That's a good sign then.
Well, shit, now I just need some action. Like, well, even the other day, not to tell our business, but he was like, you know I haven't been the best boyfriend, and I have no excuse. Okay, that's cute. Now show me the action part of it. All right.
Wait, did he give you an action plan? Did he say, okay,
no!
I haven't been the best boyfriend?
So hell no.
When you come in, that's when you have to speak up for yourself. Okay, you haven't been the best boyfriend. I can agree with you. Now, what's your action plan?
Right, you
I love that. Yes,
put it back on him with the action plan. Steps.
I'm a firm believer in plans, and I know that's not what people like to hear when it comes to a relationship. But let's create a plan, no matter what it is. Let's create a plan. So let's create an action plan and let's write it down and let's both sign this plan.
Yes,
that's real. That's so real.
So I can then hold you accountable, because if we didn't have anything in place, how can I hold you accountable when you piss me off when I didn't tell you how to treat me?
Right.
Or if I didn't tell you my expectations.
Yeah, and that's what it was. And so now my expectation is I'm not about to be nobody's baby mama forever. Like, I'm really not about to do it. So if you won't marry me, I will find somebody who will.
Is that part of it you want to get married?
I do, but I don't want to just be married just because we have a baby. Like, I want us to have fun together. I want us to have I don't give a fuck about a ring if there's no life behind it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what I'm about. I want somebody that I can have fun with, that I can grow with, you know?
Right.
And not we just sitting up in the house playing video games and shit all the time. Like,
shade. So when I get clients that come to me and they try to turn a relationship that was nothing in place, like what we expect and all of that, or if they trying to turn a sex buddy into a relationship, I recommend for them to do is throw away your relationship that you have now and create a new one from scratch, everything that you want.
Yes.
And your partner needs to, be a part of it, because they are part of the relationship. So it needs to be a plan that you both agree on.
Yeah.
So y'all both need to, I would recommend you both sit down, make a plan, and discuss your expectations, know his expectations, and come to an agreement on the things you can agree on. And also, you need to have your non-negotiables.
Yes.
Yes. Ooh, child.
I think I needed to hear that.
Right. Come on, because I was doing it all the way wrong.
But like, that does, like, when you think about it, in that those terms, like, then you do kind of give the foundation of the relationship, like, and you get to build that together instead of you just having expectations and then them having expectations and they're not aligned. You know what I'm saying? You both get to communicate to each other and say, okay, this is what I need from you. This is what I have to give to you. You know what I'm saying? And then both of y'all are able to do that, and then y'all can go from there. So like, that's how every relationship should start, I feel. Like, absolutely. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, and when they don't start off from that, I think that you can save it. Like I said, throw away that old relationship that you had and create a new one.
Come on.
Okay, so my question would be, if you're going to do that, how do you erase, you know what I'm saying, all of the previous stuff? Because I know that ends up being a thing. You know, we'll say that, okay, we're going to scrap all the stuff that happened, but then and start something new. But then, like, when we get mad at each other, then you bring it up the old shit. So how do you continue to move forward? You know, or what do you put in place?
I think that you take accountability. Don't just look at your partner. You had some part in this, and you didn't communicate your expectations up front. So you are part to blame, and you can't stay mad at yourself forever. So don't stay mad at them forever. So take accountability. I'm part of this. I didn't clearly communicate my expectations, so I can't just be mad at my partner. I have to take some responsibility as well. And then you work on moving forward. And again, I love coaching. I'm not you know, promoting myself. But I say if it, when it comes to relationships, especially once they hit that 3-year mark, they're going to have issues. Mm-hmm. So couples counseling or a relationship coach, you know, you might want to go to someone that's local that y'all can go into their office, mm-hmm. you know, and see what they can do, if they can help assist you and support you both.
Ooh, child, let me do some things. You trying to get flued out to our wedding too, if it worked out, child?
Of course,
Ooh. Well, I only have a teacher salary, so I don't know, I might be able to put some money on the flued out part, but you know, you might have to find your way. But just say you a spy. We're going to try to have an open bar, so it'll be worth your while.
Oh, I would love it. Thank you. But yeah, so yeah, I would say definitely look into some counseling, couples counseling or coaching. Like I said, I do online coaching, but don't just get set in your mind and be ready to throw the relationship away.
True. Guess my
it's gonna take time because you both are used to the relationship being a certain way for 3 years, so you should still be flexible.
Right.
Absolutely.
You want to see some behavioral change.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're the realist.
Yeah. That's what's up. So thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem.
What you guys are doing.
No problem.
Where can people contact you if they want your services?
Coach Nick Love on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. That's my name. Coach Nick Love. You can find me on all platforms.
Nice.
All right. Thank you so much, Lick. Yes. We appreciate you.
For sure.
Thank you. And happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
And I'm going to enjoy some good old food.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Thank you. All right. So any final thoughts, you guys?
Ooh.
What you think?
I would say to like really get out there and like if you are interested in dating, to make it a priority, like Nick said.
Absolutely.
You know, make it a priority. Make a plan for yourself so you can determine what exactly it is you're looking for, and how that dating process will help you. You know how mm-hmm. you know how that individual will be able to help you, and then also how you can help that individual as well. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not just about, you know, you. It's not just it's about that person too. So if you're really looking for a partner, what is it that you can feed into their life? And then what is it that you need for them to be able to feed into your life as well? You know, so just having that mindset and that plan in place before you even start going there, you know? So just also, I guess, really knowing who yourself and knowing what you need, and what you're looking for going forward, make sure you have that in mind.
Yes. Mm. What about you, Michael? Any final thoughts?
Yes. I think that, I mean, this was a really enriching conversation.
Definitely.
Like, to be sure, like, with some really critical pieces to, like, you know, have a successful dating. And I think people need to reimagine what it means to date and, like, mm-hmm. understand that it's just as serious as you trying to set up steps for you to get that promotion.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You gotta take it that serious. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, that's too rigid, or, you know, love is not like that. No, but when you are not married or whatever the case may be, and you don't have a commitment and you're trying to figure out if this is gonna be someone you're gonna spend time with, you do need to have a plan set up. And you do need to mm-hmm. execute that plan according to a shared vision between you and that person. So it's not like it's all on one side right. or all on the other side. It's like, okay, I'm doing the most, trying to set these dates, trying to get at you, see how you're doing, and you're not giving me any of that in return. And it's on top of that, we already don't have a commitment, so it's really just a whole bunch of other extra stupid shit going on.
Right.
So yes, definitely right. make that a priority and be clear about what it is that you want and what your expectations are, so that, you know, in that creating of that plan, you know, I mean, there is some accountability, and people do not like to be accountable, y'all.
They don't
like to be accountable. And when, you know, somebody getting their feelings or whatever the case may be, they could be like, oh, I'm going to be empathetic towards you, but don't forget, we wasn't in a relationship. So, mm-hmm. and that happens to a lot of people. And so it's unfortunate, but we have to be smart about the time that we spend with people and how we're dating. So yes, date, but date smart. Yes.
Date smart. Yes. And I would say my final thought would be, like, if you're in a relationship, what he said, what he recommended for me is not being afraid to kind of start fresh, start over, and make new plans for you and your partner and moving forward. So I'm really going to take that advice for myself.
Real shit.
And try to get that together.
I feel like we all do. Like, because like you said, it does take some revamping and checking in and making sure that y'all are both still on the same page. You know what I'm saying? And I think that is important, because sometimes we do get so comfortable in our relationships.
That's exactly what it is. That shit just kind of goes
the way like it's going, and then we don't say anything about it, and we expect the other person to automatically tune into what we're feeling. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, if we haven't actually sat down and had the conversation and collectively came up with what we're going to do to move forward, then you really can't blame the other person, and the other person really can't blame you. You know,
that's so real.
Yeah. I never really thought about it like that, though. So
I'm glad he said that. Whole word. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Coach Nick Love.
Yes. Go follow him, y'all.
On all the handles.
Yes.
Instagram. Not all the handles, all the social media. Instagram, YouTube. Twitter. I'm sure he got a Facebook. Mm-hmm. Or you can email him.
Yes.
Definitely. And get your dating life together.
Ain't that it?
Get it together.
Hey. I don't really want to go. I don't really want to stay.
But I really hope and pray. Hey, can't we get it? No, let me stop.
Yes, y'all better work.
Life.
On Resurrection Sunday, you better. Resurrecting these relationships on.
Hello, in that order. That's gonna be y'all's first Easter speech.
Yeah,
happy Resurrection Day. Jesus risen.
I remember my first Easter speech. It was called Stand Tall. And it was like,
shut up. Go on, do it, Fred. Go on, give us the Easter speech.
I like to stand right here, stand tall on Easter Day. Jesus is my savior. That's all I have to say. There's six more words I love to say. I love him more and more each day. That was my first Easter speech. Hey.
And then this is you better say that speech, baby.
That was the first time I ever heard my voice over a microphone, and I fell in love, y'all.
Oh, that is so amazing that you remember your Easter speech.
Sure do. My mama wouldn't let me forget it. I high key, she would not. She would say it every year. She like, do you remember your Easter speech? Like, I didn't have no more in the future. But
that's what I was about to say. Did you have an Easter speech every year?
I had more Easter speeches, but that was my first one. So she
was okay.
You need to stand tall like your Easter speech.
I love it. I can't wait to hear y'all do her speeches. Because I'm going to be that mama. I'm going to be that
recording
mama.
Recording everything and sharing it on Facebook.
On Facebook. I need to create her a little private blocked account just to hold all her stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart. That's smart. Tag her in it. That's smart as fuck, friend. Like,
you
have
know,
a little person.
Seen the white folks do it, child.
Oh, of course they do. Of course.
Whole accounts for their kids.
That's so smart. Because then you just have like a little reservoir of all their stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's cute. Because you know, we're not getting rid of social media.
Ain't
like, it's always going to be here.
Ain't that right? It? That's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with the gems.
Yes, you know. You know.
Well, let's keep on moving forward on this Resurrection Sunday. We're going to go on over to our question and answer segment. Danny, what we got today?
So this is from Miles. Miles says, hey, y'all, I need your help. I'm in love with my best friend's ex-boyfriend.
Ooh.
Oh, shit, Miles. So my best friend broke up with her boyfriend about 6 months ago. A couple of months ago, we started hanging out and having sex, and I am really starting to develop feelings for him. What should I do? I don't want to end my friendship, but I'm really loving this dude, so I'm serious. I know y'all about to talk crazy to me, but help.
Ooh.
Girl, love.
Have you talked to her to see like how she feels about him?
About him personally. Yeah. So you think if they ended on a good note, then maybe it would be okay for him to be dating?
I don't even know that. I mean, I'm just like saying, like, do you think that is your friend over him? Like, or is like, because I don't know if it's a girl or a boy. But I mean, either way, have you?
Is a girl.
Oh, okay. So, like, yeah. I would say to talk to your friend to see, like, how, like, what the situation is, like, what does she feel about him? You know what I mean? Right. And, like, then go from there, because if it might not be a big deal. Like, if your friend has moved on and is with somebody else and does not really see it for that person, you know, then kind of just, like, go for it. Like, you know what I mean? But I would start by checking in to see, like, what my friend's feelings are about him, to see if she would even be open to, like, somebody else that's close to her being, you know, with him. You know, because you never know. Because exes need love, too.
But not for my motherfucking friend. Mom, girl. I'm just going to keep make it plain. If I was your friend, we would probably no longer be friends. Like, depending on how I feel about my ex. Because, bitch, like, no. You're my friend. What you doing fucking my ex?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, I'm with you 100%, Danny. Like,
fuck all these niggas out here. Friend, shit. The fuck?
Depending on... I know it depends, but, I mean, if you're a friend, like you said you was my friend and is my friend or whatever the case may be, then you would know exactly how I feel about my ex. And I know there was a conversation
right.
that prior to us breaking up to know that this person will be off limits if that's the case. So if y'all didn't have that conversation, y'all need to reevaluate your friendship, or it may be the case that they don't, you know, care too much. But still, if it was me, I would care absolutely too much.
I would totally care whether I didn't give a shit about this nigga or not.
Right. You need to come to me and tell me, like, what's going on. And then from there, we could be like, okay, should you continue to, you know, entertain him, knowing that although we are over with, I still have residual trauma or whatever the case may be from him. So, or that relationship. You don't know what went. I mean, I don't know.
Broke up for a reason. Shit.
Right. You know, like, you just got to be mindful of that. And if y'all are friends, your friendship should be more important than some day. So.
In that order. And I think for me, like, okay, if you weren't, like, say, you're like, oh, y'all broke up. Like, well, I think he's kind of cute. Would you? I mean, even that sounds shady as fuck. So I don't even know. Like, if it was something like where we broke up because we really weren't a good match and we ended quarterly, you know, on a good path or whatever, and I would be more fine, but the sneaky part is what I probably wouldn't like yeah. You've been fucking this nigga for the past few months and you ain't said shit,
right? You've been taking dick down and now you feeling feelings. Yeah, I key. But you do, either way, you need to have a conversation because you've been fucking her man.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid of that conversation. Because I think the longer you wait, the worse it can get.
Absolutely.
Like,
it done already been 6 months.
So make sure to just, I mean, hell, you've been doing it now. Like, if you really love him that much, like, go on and just
bite that bullet.
But you better hope that he's just not using you as a.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Because that would be fucked up.
Ooh. I didn't think about that.
No niggas ain't shit these days.
You fucking right. You motherfucking right.
But definitely, Miles, just talk to your friend. Tell her how you feel. But you're going to have to, you know, respect that she may be very upset. Mm-hmm. She may even try to fight you. So you might want to just try to do that in public. Yeah. Gone to a coffee shop.
Because you know hoes don't give a fuck. They'll whoop your ass in public. They don't give a fuck.
And make a scene. And make a scene. Look.
Cash register.
And make a scene, huh? Have your feelings. This bitch, my best friend was fucking my ex.
Yeah.
So we'll make a whole scene.
So will.
You ain't go get that promotion.
Mm-mm. Ooh.
Facts. Because you know folks like the YouTube these days, too.
Mm-hmm. I'd say.
Maybe Sean World Star.
Ain't that it? Like, okay. Definitely take that. Be cautious when you have that conversation. But you need to have that conversation. If you consider this person a friend, you need to have this conversation.
You do. And I just feel like, you just say, you know what? I was fucking a girl, but I'd really rather be your friend. Like, really, is the dick that good? Like, I hope he would offer more than just dick. Like, I hope it's, like, meaningful. I doubt it, but
it's your
I just don't want you to lose a really good friend. I mean, good friends are really hard to find. Like, straight up, as you get older, it's really hard to find, like, quality friendships. And I would just hate for you to throw that away over some penis.
Right. But then too, cause I'm looking at you with a side eye too. You the friend, you the best friend, and you've been fucking the ex this whole time. So
this whole time,
you might need to reevaluate your friend definition too. That's just because, true. Like,
yeah,
that's kind of a lot now. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Cause bitch, I had to cut you.
I mean, high key,
bitch, you was not my friend.
High key.
But I wouldn't go to jail off behind you. I just put sugar in your gas tank. Ain't that it? Slash a couple of your damn cars.
Throw that brick through your window.
Shit, facts. Hard facts.
Miles, but just keep it real, just so your conscience is clear. Like, if you really feeling this guy enough to lose your friendship, that's on you. Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like you were probably the, not to judge, sis, but you didn't sound like the greatest friend anyway. So maybe the friendship is already gone, but at least keep it 100 and you know. Yep, even Yara said keep it 100.
Ain't that it, girl?
And just make sure if you get some good braids, just in case you try to snatch your hair.
Get some flat braids. Maybe get some cornrows.
Yeah, get some cornrows. Go on and put some Vaseline on your neck. Just in case.
Be ready, girl.
But I wish you well. I really hope, you know, he's worth it if you do decide to pick him over your friend, which you kind of already did. Just let us know how it goes. Yeah.
Please let us know how it goes.
Because I need to know.
Yeah.
I really need to know.
Thanks.
But that is all for our question. Thank you so much, Miles, for, you know, having the courage to email us. Go ahead and send your questions at walkingbrokepodcast@gmail.com, or you can slide into our DMs.
Slip in, slide, take it to the house.
Yes. Take it to the house.
Yes. So now
ain't
we are going.
Nobody heard a Trick Daddy song since the 90s. That was all real. All love and hip hop. When the last time she y'all did. Heard a Trick Daddy song?
You've been constantly hearing my shit on the radio, but you ain't hear no Trick Daddy.
It wouldn't be no Trina without Trick Daddy. Like, damn.
Fuck you, Trick. Oh shit. Oh God, I needed that.
Sorry, I get so like, you know, I hear words and it just makes me think of, like, you know,
moments. That was a good moment though. I can't. But yes, let's move over to our final segment of the show, a word from our ancestors. Michael, what you got for us today?
So today I found this quote, and it doesn't have an author or whatever, but I really like it. So it says, if you spend too long holding on to the one who treats you like an option, you'll miss finding the one who treats you like a priority.
Ooh.
And we've been talking about prioritizing your dating life, people. And so, like, this clearly resonates with the whole vent, everything today, talking about dating, love, relationships, what have you. And I think it's important to understand that, like, if somebody is giving you red flags and you are choosing to look over them and not pay attention to what those red flags really mean and how everybody's red flags are going to be different, you're going to miss out. You're going to continue to deal until something happens to where it's like, oh my God, I should have been let this person go. And now it's like, oh, now the light bulb goes off in your head, you know, 5 or 7 years down the line, whatever the case may be, however long you're choosing to entertain this person. Mm-hmm. And that's the time that you could have been investing into a person who's actually trying to prioritize with you. Yeah. So y'all are co-creating this dating situation together, as opposed to you being the one fronting everything on the front end and doing all of this and being the one that's making plans, being the one that's trying to do dates, all this other unequal type of shit. And so, like, it's just important to not miss that. Like, don't be sitting up here wasting your time with somebody that really only considers you as an option, does not prioritize your time, doesn't consider your needs, doesn't consider you as an individual, doesn't understand your talents, contributions, how you illuminate and bring light to the relationship. And if they are treating you that way, it's up to you to make the decision to depart and refocus so that you can prioritize and build with someone who's interested in doing the same exact things that you are.
Yes, that is so true.
You gotta come with all the fucking tea.
All the tea. Michael and his too. Words. Good tea. Good tea. I love it.
Okay. Way to wrap up the show, bro.
People be playing out in these streets, so they need to know that motherfuckers is not a game.
Real stuff. Like, real talk.
For real.
Yes, but that's gonna wrap up our show for today on this Resurrection Sunday. Y'all have yourself a beautiful Easter. Eat some good food, go eat them eggs, and get all that paper and trash up out the yard too. Like, don't be playing. Don't leave my house a mess. Bad. Like, real
don't
shit.
Don't leave grandmama house looking like that. Get all them candy
papers. Get all them candy papers, and don't leave your plate on the table, goddamn.
And don't be running in and out the house and let flies in.
Right, and don't use all the foil. Shit, you only need a square, girl. You do not need the whole roll of foil for two plates.
Bring your own. You should have brought your own Tupperware.
High key. Real shit. That's a smart idea.
Yeah, bring your own Tupperware. That's something that an initiative, a new initiative. Bring
so you ain't got to worry about, damn, ain't no more plates.
Be innovative.
Yes, we got to be forward thinking today.
Yes. Come on.
Yes, but we love y'all so much. Thank you for listening. Check back in with us next week.
Yes.
Bye.
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 Hey, y'all. Thank you for listening to Woke and Broke. If you feeling what we talking about, if you enjoy listening, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review us to show your support. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Woke and Broke Podcast and on Twitter at Woke and Broke Pod. We want to hear from y'all, so make sure you send us your input for this week's topics or questions that you'd like to hear us answer on the show. Send those to wokeandbrokepodcast@gmail.com. If you like us, tell your mama, your daddy, your sisters, your brothers, your cousins, your side pieces, so that they can support us too. Thanks for listening.